It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved You more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour once again. Today is the 8th day in the month of September 2024. It's a beautiful Sunday, and I know that you are preparing for your Sunday service. But before you do, you know that this time of the day is very, very important. We got this time for our devotion. So if you are still on your bed, I want you to just sit down and let's go through the Word of God this morning together. But before we do that, you know, we always start with Thanksgiving. So I want you to identify the areas of your life that you are thankful for. If you feel that there's nothing that you should be thankful for, I want you to think again. I want you to search your heart. I want you to move every part of your body. I want you to search the internet to check how many people has died since the beginning of this year till this very moment. I want you to just check the analysis and you'll be able to see that you have a lot to be thankful for. For me, I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for family. And I'm thankful for every single listener of this show. But you keep coming. It's another huge blessing because I keep getting the privilege to be able to speak and you can hear me. That is something to be thankful for. I want you to just appreciate God in whichever way you would like to do that. If you want to dance, if you want to sing, if you want to roll, and if you just want to say the words, just let Him know that you are grateful this morning. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is our own very devotion, and we get to hear what God has to tell us every single morning. So if you are here as well, and your heart is broken, you feel heavy, you feel like you have a lot of unanswered questions, I want to welcome you, because right here on this show, we have amazing topics. New topics every single day that addresses every situation of our life. And I want to assure you that God has a word for you in every single message. So I want to specially welcome you. And if you are a frequent on this show, you're also highly welcome. You're also very special to this show. I want you to also take your time to begin to invite everyone you can find. Let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. So share the link. Call your friends, your family. If you're listening to us live, I want you to let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. So if you're ready, let's go into the Word for today. But before we go, I would like to still remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Our topic today says, marriage, a blessing or a curse? Marriage, a blessing or a curse? Our aim today is taken from hymn 16. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Obadiah chapter 1. Obadiah chapter 1. Our memory verse today is taken from Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. Our Bible reading today is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 4 from verse 9 to 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 from verse 9 to 12. From verse 9 it says, Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Today, our manual says, Today, divorce rates are as high as 50% in some countries, and some people believe that they are better off not being married. This brings up the question, is marriage a blessing or a curse? Some people argue that marriage is a curse because if Eve was not created and marriage was not instituted in the first place, there would be no sin in the world. Adam also seemed to believe this theory because he blamed God for giving him Eve when he asked why he ate the forbidden fruit. We can see that in Genesis chapter 3 verse 12. Genesis chapter 3 verse 12. However, we must remember that Adam was alone and God created Eve for his good. Everything was going well until sin came in. So Eve was not the problem. The problem was sin. Marriage can either be a blessing or a curse, depending on what either of the couple allows into their union. If marriage is done in line with the word of God, it will be a blessing. However, if either of the couple goes outside the will of God and lets sin in, there will be trouble. Today makes it 57 years since I have been married, and I can tell you without a doubt that my marriage became a blessing when my wife and I gave our lives to Christ and started living according to his will. Before then, we would have disagreements that would last for weeks, but this stopped when we surrendered to Christ. I recall the story of a couple who fought every single night. One day, someone invited them to a RCCG parish in their city, and when an altar call was made, they gave their lives to Christ. Over the next 3 weeks, their neighbors didn't hear them fighting. Curious, the neighbors asked the couple why they had not been fighting. They replied that they had brought Christ into their marriage, and it was the reason they stopped fighting. If your marriage is to be a blessing, you and your spouse must truly be born again, living according to God's word. You and your spouse should study the Bible, pray, and evangelize together. You should both be on fire for God. When you do this regularly, you will discover how beautiful marriage is. I am enjoying my marriage, and I pray that you will also enjoy yours too. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, if you are married, ensure that you surrender your marriage completely to God. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you personally or to your home, I'd like you to also be a blessing to somebody today. And how can you do that? You can do that by sharing. You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. Click on any of the messages you would like to share, most especially the one for today. You can copy the link that you see above and share with somebody today. You can also download on your mobile devices to always listen at your own convenience. If you want to also join us live every single morning, you can do this by joining our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button on our online radio, 7 a.m. every single morning. You can also have this on your mobile devices. If you are using an iPhone or an Android phone, you can have them on either by simply visiting your Play Store or Apple Store to download our mobile app, Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. Thank you for staying tuned, but I do not want you to touch that dial because immediately after this segment, we have an important information for you. So till you hear my voice and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, I want you to remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.